In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There is a verse in the reading of the Bible today, which is, the Lord raised his eyes into heaven and he blessed. Jesus Christ doesn't need a tool to ask heaven for help or for support to bless the food, because there were more than 5,000 men, in addition to women and in addition to kids. They would like to eat, and the Lord didn't need at all to look into heaven because he is the Lord. But he did look into heaven because he would like to teach us that blessing is very much related to raise your eyes into heaven, to look into heaven and ask for the blessing of the Lord, and the Lord is going to bless. So the Lord would like to teach us this morning that, where is your eyes? Is your eyes to heaven, or you are relying very much on yourself? In your life, if you need blessing, you have your eyes has to go into heaven. Another thing, blessing is a condition or conditional to raising your eyes to heaven. There is no blessing without raising my eyes into heaven and praying to the Lord and asking from the Lord. Don't let anyone deceive you and tell you there is many other sources of blessing. Blessing, it means that I am satisfied. Blessing, it means that I have the Lord with me in life. Blessing, it means that the Lord will cover my needs all the days of my life. And it is very much related to raise my eyes to heaven and pray to the Lord. I'll tell you a couple of stories that came to my mind this morning about people who raise their eyes to the heaven and the Lord bless very much. And when the Lord bless, it is not feeding the 5,000, but there is another 12 basket left over. So when the Lord bless, you can see it is more than what we ask. This is a blessing of the Lord. This is a condition of the blessing of the Lord. One day there was a pope in Egypt, and this pope was a very limited in many aspects, but he was a man of prayer. He knows how to raise his eyes to the Lord very well. He knows how to have this communication to heaven, to big heaven, and heaven answer his prayer. This pope name is Pope Kyrillus the Sixth. And Pope Kyrillus the Sixth came to be a patriarch in a time there was a president who is very much Muslim president. He doesn't like a Christian. He doesn't have to do anything with Christian people. So Pope Kyrillus came to the country, and he found that this president for 6 years doesn't want to look at him. He doesn't want to speak to him. He's causing a lot of troubles to Christian people around all Egypt. But the man knows how to beg the Lord. So after 5-6 years, there was the daughter of the president was very sick, and he tried all doctors. And a Christian a person who was close to him somehow, he told him, the only one who can heal your daughter is Pope Kyrillus in the whole world. Call him and he's going to be happy to heal your daughter. So the heaven arranged that. So Pope Kyrillus went to the president's house, praying for the daughter. The daughter became beautiful, no sickness at all. From that time, the relationship between the Pope and the President was excellent relationship. And the Pope, all what he needs, that the President doesn't stop things going for Christian people, doesn't persecute Christian people, doesn't stop the youth from having jobs. And that's all what the Pope was asking for. But because it is a blessing of the Lord doesn't only give what the Pope asking, but give 12 more baskets. Exactly the same as the reading of the Gospel today. I'm not only giving you to eat, but there is also some left over. And this is a characteristic of the blessing of the Lord. When the Lord blesses, he gives you extra, more than what you need. So after this nice relationship between the Pope and the President, and they start to help in many, many, many areas. Then he told him, I don't like you, Pope, that you are staying in a very old cathedral. It was in old Egypt and very small. It's not good for you. What about I give you a very big piece of land in one of the most beautiful areas, and I'm going to donate very generously so you can build this cathedral? The Pope didn't ask for that. The Pope didn't ask at all for a cathedral to be added, but he asked that the president doesn't persecute his people. But this is the blessing of the Lord. When the Lord bless, doesn't give only what we need, but he gives in abundance. He gives something more. People knows how to raise their eyes to heaven. People knows how to beg the Lord in heaven. About 6 months ago, there was a selection in our church. Who is the new Pope? That he will be on the head of the Coptic Church. And people said many words like, this Pope is very unlucky. This Pope is carrying the country in a very very hard time, because when the Pope is leading the church in the time of Muslim brotherhood governing the country, his head is on his hand. I mean, he's more likely to be killed than to be saved. And everyone was having fear that Pope Tawadros has been selected, and the burden is very heavy. The challenge is very high. The risk is very high in his life and in the life of many Christians in Egypt. But the man knows how to get blessing from the Lord. Definitely what's happened in Egypt is a prayer from this man to the Lord, and the prayer of all people, and the prayer of all the church to this man. So blessing came in abundance. Who can imagine in Egypt, maybe the old generation of you know that, who can imagine in Egypt when a new era, a new government comes, a new ruler come to ask the Pope of the Christian people who are minority to stand side inside with the head of Muslim people to give a speech to the whole nation. This is something, is a dream, something that if you see that in a movie, you may say it is a person who are imagining much more than the reality. But this is a blessing of the Lord, and the man is very blessed because he knows how to raise his eyes to heaven. Definitely Pope Tawadros speak to heaven, and the heaven bless in abundance. This is a characteristic of people who speak to heaven. What I mean by speaking to heaven? I mean by speaking to heaven is you have faith and you get support from God. When you have an interview, when you have an exam, when you have a decision to take in your life, which is a very crucial decision, a very important decision, don't rely on yourself, but raise your eyes to heaven and say, I need some help from heaven. I need some provision from heaven. Heaven is the key of all goodness. You cannot go in life by yourself without having this blessing from heaven. That's why in the Mass, there is a beautiful prayer in the Mass. I would like you to take notice of and to pray with the priest. When the priest asks you, where is your heart? Or raise, lift up your heart. And all the congregation are saying, our hearts are with the Lord, because he is a provider for all goodness. You cannot have goodness in your life without raising your eyes to the Lord and asking the Lord for provision. So what it does mean that Pope Kyrillos raised his eyes to the Lord, or Pope Tawadros raised his eyes to the Lord, it means simply that all goodness comes from you, Lord. I can think, I can act, but before all that, I need to raise my eyes to you, Lord. I really need to have blessing from you, Lord. I really need to have your provision, all blessing comings from the Lord. This is a verse in the Bible that I love this verse very much, and I would like you to remember the verse and the reference of the verse. The verse is John 5:15, easy to remember, 5 and 15. And the verse is saying, for without me you can do nothing. This is Jesus say to his disciple, for without me you can do nothing. The true Christian person believe in that, that without you, Lord, I can do nothing. One day there was a doctor who came from Egypt, very smart doctor, and this doctor was preparing for her exam, and she's very confident, and she's very spiritual lady. So although she's confident, studied a lot, she said, Lord, you bless, please, you bless my study. And maybe another friend beside her who doesn't believe much in raising the eyes to the Lord and raising the eyes to the heaven, telling her, what the Lord has to do with that? If you study, you pass. If you don't study, you don't pass. Which is the language you hear around you in the world. People does not raise their eyes to heaven, but they rely on their knowledge. But this lady was very much trusting that when I raise my eyes to the Lord is going to bless my study. What happened is, while she was studying the night before the exam, a phone rang, and that was a friend, an old friend of her. And she was a doctor, and she told her, in the last few days I was in a conference, and the conference was about so and so. And she started to say a couple of things, that a new discovery in medicine. And next day she went to the exam, and guess what happened? The first question in the exam was what this her friend was telling her at night. So she answered. She didn't put anything in her mind. She was talking to her friend casually. She didn't put what the information. But the Lord put this information, and when the first question came to her in the oral exam was about what her friend was talking to her the night before. And she glorified the Lord. She said, thank you, Lord, for your blessing. I studied a lot, but you added. You added the new technology, the new discovery in medicine. And the people who were examining here were very happy with her answer, say, how up-to-date are you? And she answered and say, how up-to-date is the Lord? Not up-to-date is me. The Lord is up today. And this is a blessing of the Lord that anyone needs. A priest was telling me a story a couple of days ago, that a lady in our church, she came to him, and she asked him for some help of money. And it was an amount of money which is not a small amount of money. He didn't have this amount of money in his pocket. And he raised his eyes to the Lord, and he told the Lord, if you would like, Lord, to give her this money out of the money of the poor people, please let me see that or help. And few minutes later, it was day of Palm Sunday in our church here, and then the people who have the palm went to cut the palm from the tree. A couple of youth in our church went to cut the palms and prepare it and give it to the people. They collected the money and give it as donation to that church. So the minute this lady was asking Abuna, this man knock on the door and say, Abuna, I have the money for the palm tree. This is the money donation to that church. The lady for asking for a certain amount of money. Abuna opened the letter, and he found the certain amount of money that this lady is asking is in this envelope. So he gave it to the lady. And Abuna was saying this story to us, how much the Lord is with us. When we raise our eyes to the Lord is blessing us. Don't go in life without raising your eyes to the Lord. Don't go into an exam without raising your eyes to the Lord. Don't decide something in your life without raising your eyes to the Lord. Don't eat before you pray and thanking the Lord and say, bless the food, Lord. Don't do any action in your life without raising your eyes to the Lord. At the end of the day, this is the meaning of Christianity, that you are not alone in life, but we have the Lord who is providing for us all the time. Glory be to God forever. Amen.